Welcome to my kitchen, where I'm thinking about the Dublin Web Summit, which is starting on the 17th and 18th of October in Dublin. Well, it's only on for those 2 days in Dublin. But I've been thinking this morning, on Twitter, building up some context and trying to get my head around how to prepare for this huge numbers of people who are going to be in Dublin, huge numbers of interesting people. And in fact, the bottom line is, and I'm sure everybody else is experiencing the same thing, there are going to be too many interesting people there for me. I'm going to have to discriminate. I'm going to have to find a way of rationing out my time so that I don't run myself ragged and end up being no good to anyone for about a month after the Web Summit. I mean, already this morning, I've been in contact via Twitter with Irish people going to the Web Summit, like Pat Phelan from Cork. He'll be at the Web Summit. John Peavy, Donal Cahalan, all serious business people from Ireland going to the Web Summit. But, and this is where it gets really crazy, I've been in touch with a couple of people from Israel who are coming to the Web Summit. And one of them has even said that he'd be very happy to have a coffee with me. And then to sort of make it even more interesting, Bordeaux, France, company startup in France, coming over to the Web Summit and also willing and happy to have to meet me. Now, the thing about the Web Summit is that I've got one vision about the Web Summit, and it's the only thing that's going to save me from being completely overwhelmed, which is that I want to do a 360-degree audio journey to the Web Summit. In other words, I don't just want to talk with some very big and famous people, much and all as some of you might like me to talk to very famous people, you know, because it's a good way of getting to listen to them on Audio Boo. I'd love to talk to some very famous people, and of all of the people coming, I suppose I'd have to say my daughter has me primed and myself is primed to try to speak to the chief executive of Mushy Monsters, especially about mushlings. Anyway, Bernie Goldbach in Tipperary Institute of Technology, you know, unfortunately, we haven't yet found a way to get you there because you could handle him and I could go on with other people. So I might have to do my best to get in touch with the Mushy Monsters for your daughter as well as my own. But leaving that aside, I also want to talk with people who nobody's ever heard of. People who are bewildered by the Web Summit. I'd actually like to talk to some people who were at the Web Summit last time and sort of vowed that they couldn't bear to go back again. In other words, I'd like to get the whole round of it. I'd like to meet, you know, people in cafes and say to them, is it bringing you any business? I'd like to talk to some people going to the Web Summit who are poets. And most of all, I think I'd probably like to people who talk to kind of revolutionaries at the Web Summit, people who have seriously big ambitions about changing the world. You know, that interests me most of all, I suppose. People who are coming to the Web Summit with intentions that they're going to make something happen which will be for the benefit of huge numbers of people around the world, not just there to make money, but people who actually have what I call a higher purpose, what Chris Brogan might call their manifesto, but people who have a real cause behind their business. I'd love to talk to lots of people like that. Oh yes, and a PS, if there's anyone you'd actually like me to talk to at the Web Summit, I could be actually influenced. You know, I would do a job for you. I would go looking for somebody because I'm going to have to pick, you know, or speak to only a small number of people. They might as well be people that I know somebody's interested in besides myself.